Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. This is the second hour. I'm Al Whitney. We're talking tonight about palliative care. And I mentioned before the break that another concern I have is all those people coming in, including social workers and volunteers, leaves an opportunity for someone, okay, to assess what the assets are of this individual, this man or woman who is now in palliative care and presumably on his or her way to hospice care. There is a wonderful article, and if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and you type in the search box, guardianship, how judges and lawyers steal your money. There was a great book that's the name of a book that was written, I'm looking here for the name of the author, that got wonderful reviews. Michael Larson was his name. The book is available. I suggest everybody get a copy if you have parents or assets yourself or parents with assets, because this strategy of isolate, medicate, and steal the estate is alive and well. I know people personally who have had this happen to them. And if you're in a palliative care situation, that would be the time that the buzzards would come around. I mean, now they can identify who is in that position, who is sick, who needs this kind of care, and whose estate might be available in the not-too-distant future. I know I'm sounding awfully skeptical and maybe a little tainted, but I've seen it happen. So I don't presume any longer that this system that we've got, this healthcare system, or truthfully, the entire system, the justice system, the healthcare system, the money system, it is all parasitic. And you and I and our family, sadly to say, are the targets of the financial wizards in their parasitism. Asset stripping us is absolutely on their list, and making us sick and eliminating us and depopulating the country as they bring in robots, that's on their list as well. So we have a caller from Austin, Texas. Good evening, Bill. Do you have any comments about palliative care?
Yes, but I have one quick question first. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is, a few weeks ago, you, one of your shows, I don't remember if it was your show or you were standing in for John Stadmiller, but you made a comment about the person status, and that the person was an individual, corporation, business, trust, partnership, etc.
Yes.
But those entities cannot be in the same category as the living, breathing person, because it was two completely separate categories. And you mentioned the Latin phrase, and I was just wanting to know what show was that or about when it was broadcast so I can go back and review it.
I can go back and look. However, if you go to the website, anticorruptionsociety.com, there is a link. There is a link on my website that might get you where you want to go. Are you really, you want specifically the John Stadmiller show?
Well, I don't know. It was a show that you were on, and you were the one discussing it. You were saying that the two can't be combined. The living, breathing person cannot be combined with a dead fictional entity.
Right. Right. Okay, right. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com, and at the top there's a list of tabs, and the one that says Notice of Condition Precedent is the one where I explain the distinction between the living flesh and blood man or woman and the legal juristic person.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't find, you know, what you would, there was I think it was a Latin phrase that you used, and I can't find it on your site anywhere.
Parents patriae regarding children? I don't. There were several Latin phrases that we put together when we did the research. If you go to that page, it says Notice of Condition Precedent. There's a booklet,
right.
And if you click on the picture of the booklet, it will pop up. And the booklet's okay. got three Latin phrases that they apply to rules that judges use in determining whether or not the law that they're trying to apply to you actually applies to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those free phrases and explanations are in that booklet. The whole thing is in that booklet. Are you dead or alive? Legally alive or dead?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. My other comment was...
what do you think of palliative care?
Well, it seems like when you get involved with that, that you've basically signed away your rights once again, once you get into that type of health care system.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an insurance type of system, and you basically signed away your rights. It's sort of like when you... it would seem to me that it's sort of like when you get insurance on your car and say your car is totaled, well, you know, they have the right to take that car. I mean, they have a lot of rights that you signed over.
Well, I totally agree. I think that you know, the fact that you're picking up on that, that this care could be out of your hands once you get this team rolling in, and all of a sudden someone else is telling you how to live your life, and... Probably the commitment might be, Bill, when I read through this material, most of these programs have a palliative doctor, okay? So the commitment might be to see a palliative doctor, and that may be what triggers the team construction. If you never go to see that doctor, and you probably just can work out with your own physician if you're seeing one. But I would guess there's probably paperwork in it, don't you think, Bill?
Yes. I mean, I've got several friends that are doctors, and they've avoided this. I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, but they have told me that they were offered large sums of money to get involved with this, just cash up front. But they have to put a lot of private information about their patients on the forms. I mean, like, did they drive up in their own car? Did someone bring them? Do they have a gun in their house? Just all kinds of ridiculous questions that they're required to ask their patients.
Wow, I didn't know about that. Yeah. That's outrageous.
Yeah, how they were dressed when they came in there. Just, you know, a lot of little details that have nothing to do with the visit of the physician himself.
This, right.
He said they were offering them like $50,000 up front, no questions asked, just to sign up for it.
Wow. Wow, it's really bad. Because, you know what, we talked a week ago or a couple of weeks ago about the Welcome to Medicare program and the Medicare Annual Wellness Program that they want you to do every year. Part of that is an assessment. Part of going into that, to attend an appointment that's called wellness when you're a senior or Welcome to Medicare, either one, is for the doctor to do an assessment, and you're right there, and there's a questionnaire involved, as to your mental status.
Well, yes, that was part of the evaluation that the doctor, one of the doctors was telling me that they had to evaluate a lot of different things that had nothing to do with their illness when they came in.
Right.
It was...
Oh, gosh. This thing is worse than I thought, huh?
Yeah. But he and his friends, they decided not to get involved with it because they started reading the details. And he says, once you sign it and you take their money, you obligate yourself and you're under their thumb completely, he said. So... He would rather not do it. He said he knew a couple of people that did it, and they regret every day that they signed it.
No kidding. Wow, that's good information. That is really good information. Well, and I played you the clip. It sounds so wonderful. Doesn't it sound so wonderful and caring? And oh, my, we just give you all this comfort and spiritual guidance. And oh, my gosh, I'm thinking about a group of strangers in my house doing all that. That would make me nuts.
Yes, but it was a lot of ridiculous things, like, you know, what type of car, what year model it was that they drove up in. Were they driving or was someone else driving them? The tag number. Just crazy, crazy stuff. And I said, you got to be joking. He said, no.
So they're trying to assess people's mental ability. Okay.
Well, information is knowledge and power.
Yes. Yes.
I might not be right, but it seems like when you take a benefit from the government, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, or Social Security, anytime you take a benefit, you're under their thumb. I mean, you're a U.S. citizen then, basically. And you've taken a benefit, and you get privileges then. You don't have rights, it would seem.
You take the carrot, you get the stick, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I wish more people would get that. Honest to gosh, there are so many naive people in this country. You would think they would learn after a while. You take the carrot, you get the stick, you know. Everything they sell us, right down to when they started this whole program with social insurance, right, and the birth certificate and the Social Security number, they started mm-hmm. that program by offering to the federal employees of the government, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. A pension plan. And they, if you take this Social Security thing, you're going to have a pension plan. And there was the carrot, right? There's the carrot.
Well, that originated in Germany, and then Canada picked it up. And actually, they call it their Social Security, and we copied Canada's. So Social Security system we didn't originate it, put it that way.
Well, I know, but it was part of the bankruptcy, though, remember? It was part of the bankruptcy.
Right.
Well, I'm going to read you these quick questions. This is, I found from another website, questions the palliative doctor and other team members may ask include the following. Now, talk about personal. How can we help you live well? What makes you happy? What activities or experiences would you like to do or continue doing so that you feel you are living well? Are there any special events or activities that you are looking forward to? What are your fears or worries about your illness or medical care? What needs or services would you like to discuss? What do you hope for your family and loved ones? What keeps you going when life's challenges seem overwhelming? Do you have religious or spiritual needs that are important to you? In what way do you feel you could make this time especially meaningful to you? If you have to choose between living longer and living more comfortably, or energetically, how would you approach this balance? Now, these are incredibly personal questions that I can't imagine me answering for some stranger, you know? Especially when the person's getting paid to be there and has absolutely, you know, that's their job. You have to understand they're going to do exactly what Bill just said. They're going to make notes. They're going to make conclusions. They're going to give each category points, you know, you're back into this data collecting system, and then they add values to all of these that you and I wouldn't even dream of adding values to.
That's true. One other thing I might be of interest is insurance companies, along with banking institutions, are the largest purchasers of personal information that they get off the web, that when you get on the internet or off your phone or your credit card system, they purchase that information about you, and then they compile it with your medical history. So they have a pretty thorough information chart about you.
Right. And they draw all kinds of wrong conclusions based on that information. It's just amazing. We have another caller. Was there anything you wanted to add?
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling in. I was really happy to get that information you had about physicians who looked at this and turned it down. Yay, good for them. Okay, we have someone from off the grid, I guess, by the name of Art. Art, are you there?
Hey, Whitney, how you doing?
I'm okay.
I just want to back up with that previous caller was talking about. I recently moved to the Ozarks here, I don't know, probably 9 months ago. And I went ahead, wanted to get set up with a doctor. And so I did some checking around to try to find out. You know, I found this pretty good medical clinic that has a pretty good reputation for its service. So I scheduled an appointment with the doctor. My very first day there, and they're asking questions like he was talking about, are there any guns in the house? And I'm like, that's what I have in my house is none of your business. Of course, now they're looking at me at this point thinking, oh, this guy's a real, you know, butt nugget kind of thing. And then start asking, you know, do you ever experience moments of depression? I looked at him and said, do you? I said, do you tell me anybody who doesn't have periods of depression from time to time? And then he has the nerve to look at me, and the questions are ridiculous. Like, I wear camouflage pants, primarily the woodland camo. Why do you wear camouflage? Why do you care what I'm wearing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, these questions that they ask are just absolutely ridiculous. How's your sex life? What? Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh. Now, are you a veteran, or you're not even a veteran, or are you a veteran?
No, I'm just a normal, average, everyday, run-of-the-mill guy.
Wow, I didn't know. I kind of knew they were doing a grilling of the veterans, but I didn't know that they were just everybody across the board.
Oh, it doesn't matter who you are. And, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, I had some MRIs done back in 2009. And, well, that's a long time ago. That's quite a ways, quite a while ago. So I'm trying to get a new series of MRIs to see where I'm at this point, you know, because I know I'm going to get worse over the years. So I got pretty serious damage. He's trying to tell me he can't justify it to the insurance company. I'm like, are you? So I got to jump through a bunch of, like, 4 months of medical loopholes just to get into a pain clinic, and then I have to agree to consider steroidal shots by way of epidural just before they'll even think about ordering MRIs. And I'm like, this is how crazy the system has gotten. This isn't about medical. This is about making money. This isn't about money. This is about the bottom line.
Right. Right. I agree. It
and
is.
So
it's
now I'm having to deal with, I'm not kidding you, Al, I'm having to deal with like 9 different people just to get a series of MRIs.
Well, I have to tell you, Art, I think I would if it was me, I would be telling these guys I want to think about this a little more, and I would be spending my days looking at alternatives, typing in my symptoms. I would be starting to look for alternative therapy. We did
That's what I was telling my buddy I was going to do, because the doctor was like, well, yeah, at the pain clinic, he says, well, I can only order MRIs if you're at least willing to consider these injections. Okay, I'll consider them.
Yeah.
I'll consider them.
Yeah.
But I've got to go in on the 3rd to talk with them about the results. And I'm going to tell them at that point, I know some medical professionals. I know some lab technicians. I want to talk to them, see what they say. Because I've got a couple lab technicians telling me that they know people who are paralyzed from these spinal tap, from these epidurals.
Well, I think you're wise to ask, because that's a risk you don't want to take.
No, I mean, I have problems enough as it is. I don't need anything to make it worse. But, you know, the caller's absolutely right. These questions that they're asking are way out of line. There's no reason for them to be prying into your private life like that. How's your sex life? Why are you dressed the way you? Why do you wear what you do, you know, the clothing? Why does it matter why I wear camouflage?
Yes.
Why? What do you care if I have guns in the house?
Okay, hang in there. We're going to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. It looks like Art dropped off. If he's still listening, I'd like to recommend, if Art wasn't listening to that show or is unaware, on the anticorruptionsociety.com, in the middle of May, we posted an article called Patients' Right to Informed Dissent. And I think he might find interesting ideas on that. This idea that you're going to be coerced into accepting treatments or tests, etc. Basically, the system claims we have a right to informed consent / dissent. It's just that the doctors forget that. And there is a document that you can hand your doctor that's not vile and it's not nasty. And it's just a little declaration that you do yourself of your patient rights. You want to let the doctor know that you have the right of informed consent. So that might help when we're in battle with these guys. Okay, we have, I hope everybody listened to, before we get on to the next caller, listen to that wonderful ad, that wonderful message that Mike Rivero did in explaining the need to support, the need to support RBN. I don't think you're going to find this information, this knowledge on any other network. Most of them are too politically correct. They don't like to attack doctors too much. They don't like to attack the system too much. They certainly don't like to attack lawyers, that's for sure. And again, who's writing all this stuff? Who are writing all these things that you are asked to sign? Of course, it's bar attorneys. They're everywhere. They are in charge of writing the rules, and their members are in charge of enforcing the rules. And everybody seems to forget that. They think that it's the government or the crooked politicians. No, the bar is behind all of these statutes. They're behind all of these contracts, these adhesion contracts, the terms of use agreements that you have to click on if you're going to download Adobe or something, or if you're going to use YouTube. Bar attorneys everywhere. And unfortunately, not enough hosts on different programs across the networks, plural, are exposing this. And I guess they all have friends who are lawyers. I do too, but it doesn't mean that I'm blinded just because I know some nice lawyers to the problem. I am very much aware of the problem. I also know nice doctors, but we've still got a problem. Okay, the next caller, Ken from Texas. Ken, are you there?
Yeah. When my mother was in the hospital, I was the executor of the will, and I couldn't figure out how it fell apart, came together. But I think she got out of the hospital, they want to put her in a nursing home, and the nurses, here, take this form and go sign it. And I talked to my lawyer, and she, you don't have to sign nothing, you know, and I think of what it was take the power of attorney away from me, being the executor.
Whoa.
That's what I think it was. But it was, they stand with that form, and said, go sign that, go sign that. I feel like signing nothing.
You know,
no. I mean, I don't know exactly what form it was.
Right. Well, we can't sign anything. We can't sign anything if we don't read it. And if we don't understand it, you did exactly what I think everybody should do. And in fact, you should make that point. Well, drats, now I'm going to have to hire a lawyer to read this and explain it to me. I don't much appreciate that nursing home that I have to do this.
Yeah, but anyway, I never signed it, and but they basically tried to take your power of attorney away from me. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
Wow, that's outrageous.
Because I was the executor, and my mother made me the power of attorney over her will, her executive, property.
Yes.
And
yes.
They would have taken the house, and that would have been it. I couldn't have done anything but.
The other thing that this palliative care is big on, and so are the hospitals, they're all big on it now, advanced directives, okay? They call them advanced directives. And we'll talk about those. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
In Defense of Humanity. We're in the last half hour. We have a caller from Texas. Pat, are you there?
Yes. About that palliative care, that thing scares me, really. It's almost like the Netherlands where they were taking people's lives before without permission, you know, 20% of them before they made euthanasia legal. But now they got all kind of sneaky ways.
Yeah, I think it should scare us all, you know, because, again, then they're going to say it's expensive, so we're going to have to do something to shorten everybody's life, right? Because, seniors are costing us too much money. Well, so
really?
We can't afford that, so we're going to start shortening their life. The other thing, Pat, that should scare you is all of this evaluation of your mental status. That should scare you.
And, I saw that. They did it at the VA on his forms at the same time my doctor did it on mine. I just put a long slash through the whole page and said, forget it. This is one of the most pro-life people in town. Forget it.
You know what I like to do is put NA, not applicable. I just write that. My mom taught me to do that. I just put NA because I don't think they can force you to do that. But the other thing
crazy.
Is, Pat, that they're looking for new customers for their antidepressants, too, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's incredible. I take a blood pressure pill and sometimes when I can remember it, and I know I need to, but other than that, I think Diana Spengola did a show, and that's the first time I ever heard of palliative care, and and it was, they were taking organs of people who came in a coma, like a drug overdose, and telling them and giving them something that swelled their brain, and then telling them, "Oh, it's too bad we can't save him." But as soon as they got permission for the organ, they gave them something to make their brain unswell, go down. I know. Check with that. I don't know. And palliative care. That's the first time I heard it. And then all of a sudden, one of my good friends told me, they told her she had 2 to 4 months to live. And shock, you know, it's just shock. I mean, just from nowhere, seemingly good health. Apparently, somehow she got talked into donating her body to medical research because this was such a fast-growing brain tumor. Well, I think it was fast growing because she was not diagnosed. The person saw things in her lungs like that, one doctor, and just let it go.
Oh, wow.
And so don't they stick up for each other? That's my experience. Most doctors will stick up.
Yeah, they will. They do, and that makes it even harder to get a second opinion.
Yeah. I just thought I'd say that when I looked up, I asked her, who's this person, the place she's donating her organs to? And they gave me a name. And apparently it was some kind of place in England. It was crazy. It's just that how they going to get her body to England? It just doesn't make any sense. And so the point is, though, that you never do have to have a funeral, you know, because the body. and how do you know if there's not a collusion in the hospital? I think that's a symptom of something to be so paranoid, but you know what? It's just two noids.
I agree, and we need to be more skeptical. We have been way too naive, in my opinion. Way, 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 way too naive.
Really? And I'm glad to hear you, you know, exposing all this. I could write a book myself. Well, I'm a medical technologist, MTASDP. I'm not BSing. I'm not exactly stupid when it comes to medical things. I'm not a doctor, but there's so much I have seen, and I just couldn't believe it.
And you could smell a rat, right?
Yes, you know, I liked old Dr. Ben Carson because he finally admitted after 3 hours, medicine is just not what it used to be. That's why he quit at the age of 60. It's just, he said, they used to say my patient, now they say my case. That's all you are, is a case.
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you go. I just wanted to thank you for bringing all this stuff up.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening, you know.
Oh, yeah, we love you so much.
Well, great. Thanks. They have dehumanized us. That's what they've done, and I did post an article about that. We're healthcare consumers, you know, we're consumers, and that's done to denigrate us, people. That is done to denigrate you. You are consumer. You get in your mind, you imagine like we're little Pac-Men consuming, you know, resources, consuming services. I mean, that's a term of denigration. They also like to call us customers, like I'm a customer. You know, I'm shopping around, I think I'll go to the doctor and see what I can buy there. I mean, what a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, really. Well, now it's like a third person, you know, it's three parties collecting on one bill that it used to be you just go and, you know, your doctor couldn't handle it. He would give it to somebody else. And I understand that medicine is a lot more complicated than it used to be, really. But it's pretty bad when you have to tell your eye doctor what's the contraindications on that thing. She's a specialist.
Yeah, that's what I found, too. We found that when my family member was in the hospital, they were prescribing medications that were contraindicated. They offered two drugs, a choice of one. He was told to pick one out of three. Two of them were known to increase problems, creatinine, which means make kidney function worse. The kidneys were already impaired, and the doctors didn't even know this, you know, that these two drugs would actually cause more harm than good. So you have to, we did a show on that too, trying to explain to everybody, your informed consent means you have to inform yourself. Sorry, but that's the way it is.
when Dr. Daniels was on, I told her that my husband was put on a statin drug for cholesterol, you know, lipid, and he started getting terrible pain in his muscles, and his legs started turning blue, and the doctor said, I'll just put down. I said, he's not going to take that anymore because we read the contraindications, and it said that it can be permanent damage. And
yes.
I said to Dr. Daniels on your TV network, your radio network, what? She said, that's 20% of the cases, and it said that they're not rarely or something crazy like that, you know. And so I told his doctor, I said, is this true, 20% of the cases this happens to people? And he didn't even look at me, just kept doing his computer. And said, mm-hmm. And my husband ran into a guy in a wheelchair that had the same problem, and he hurt himself when he had that. He couldn't even walk for almost 2 months. He had to end up on a walker, from a wheelchair to a walker and everything. And he hurt himself, and now he's in the wheelchair because of that medicine.
Oh.
Adderall Vastin.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you.
He put down allergic.
For people who have heart conditions, and understand that the cholesterol isn't the problem and are smart enough not to take the statins, there is the number one alternative. I ran into this guy, and you guys might find him interesting. The number one, he calls himself the number one alternative cardiologist in the country. And his name is Sinatra, Stephen Sinatra. He has a website. He's got good information on alternative things that you can do if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, et cetera. It's just a great place to check it out, because he starts out saying that he, as a heart surgeon, or he used to do cardiac casts, and he explained that he was doing these cardiac casts, and he would find blocked arteries in people whose cholesterol levels were normal, and he would find people whose cholesterol levels were off the charts had clear arteries, and that's when he figured out cholesterol had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about all that, the lipid thing, don't you think that lecithin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, it emulsifies the fat so that your body can actually use it and it doesn't get caught up in your arterial and atherosclerosis? Have you heard of that?
I hesitate to go into this because that would be, there are many people have programs like this. Dr. Bill Deagle has some, and there are others doing this. I do my own research, and I'm looking more closely at those who are claiming that this problem with heart disease is due to inflammation, and Dr. Sinatra, I think, is one of them. But so I don't know for sure. I'm just, like everyone else, I'm trying to figure out what the best way is. I know it's not statin drugs. There is a wonderful...
Well, I had a little friend, and she had a woman doctor, and the woman said, Sister Bell, you got with Save Church, your cholesterol is 900. You're in danger of a stroke. And she put her on lecithin, and in 1 month it went down to 300. And I had here for about 10 years, and she had a stroke. And I said, Sister Bell, did you have a stroke? Did you take your lecithin? And she said, my what, honey? That woman got run over by a truck, and she quit and died, and she quit taking the lecithin and had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
And it went down from 900 to 300 in 1 month.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of alternatives out there, but this concept of this managed care with both palliative, same thing, a care plan, same thing with a welcome to Medicare, requires the doctor sits down and that you have a care plan. Same thing with the annual wellness, Medicare annual wellness visits, you update the care plan. And palliative, obviously, the managed care plan. I just have to question this. You know, we are dynamic, we're not static. I mean, we can, depending on the biology of our own belief and the way we're dealing with the life that we're given and the way we deal with our stress. And there's so much help out there on the internet. You can learn all kinds of wonderful alternatives to ensure you're maximizing your health. I don't see that these managed care plans from the medical industrial complex will enhance our lives. In fact, I'm very concerned that they will do the opposite. You have to question, did they put vaccines in this list or annual vaccines? I mean, what do they put in the managed care plan? And then the question I would have to ask, if any of the callers have done this, please call in. The question is, do they get the patient or the healthcare consumer, do they get this individual, this man or woman, to sign? Are they trying to create a contract, enforceable agreement that you're giving informed consent to their plan? I mean, that's sort of spooky right there. So beware, people, beware of palliative care, beware of managed care. It just simply, the people who are in charge medical system right now are not trustworthy. I'm sorry to say. There are good doctors, I admit. There are decent people dotted throughout the system. Most of them believe they're doing the right thing, sadly. But the system was not designed to give us health and happiness, people. And they get so used to seeing their patients not get better that they think not getting better is normal. I have to keep reminding people, if you get a diagnosis and the doctor says this is a terminal condition, this is a serious illness and a terminal condition, please remind yourself of where he's coming from or she, because their concept of a disease state, a diabetes 2 or whatever, is based on how patients are responding to the medications and the treatments that are currently in use and have been in use, right? So what they may say to you is that this is a serious illness. You probably will not recover. This is an end-of-life illness. Try to tell yourself, where is he coming from? He's coming from a position that if he treats you the way he's been treating others and is treating others and is taught to treat others, it will truly be an end-of-life illness. All he's doing is explaining to you what kind of outcomes they get when they apply their form of healthcare to that condition. I know that sounds a little vague, but try to think about it. When he says that this illness will result in your demise, he is saying that the way we treat this illness will result in your demise. Now, that gives you an opportunity to thank him very nicely and start investigating an alternative way to treat that illness, and you may have a completely different outcome. Most likely, you will. Well, folks, we're getting to the end of the show. I hope you learned something here, you know. I will post links up for the essentials of palliative care, that little video. I also want to post links up, and I want to say real quickly, beware of advanced directives. Now, I'm going to give you my philosophy on advanced directives. It doesn't matter what the patient wants. They want the patient to write down what kind of care you want. It's your end of life. And I have said to my family, and I'm just going to share my feelings on this, if I'm not around, it matters how they manage the loss. They're the ones who are going to suffer the loss. Yes, I could suffer from illness and sickness and pain and discomfort. That's true. But the loss and the fear of loss is theirs to suffer. They are the ones who should decide what kind of treatment mom or dad or grandma or grand should get. They need to be involved in the decision because they are the ones who are going to have to watch what happens and deal with the loss themselves. So an advance directive that a patient makes forcing his loved ones to abide by his ideas doesn't consider their feelings. And really, they're the survivors. Their feelings very, very much need to be considered. That's my opinion. Stay tuned, folks, to the imaging prayer we do every week. It's beautiful music by Inca Gold. And hopefully, if more of us can image the world, a beautiful world, beautiful future for ourselves and our children, things will change in the right direction. We'll be back next week. Good night.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This